geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
If you like even a little tiny bit of what you hear on this show and would like more information delivered to your inbox, that's something we do also for free.
Gotta have it.
We have a free weekly newsletter you can sign up for if you haven't already done so, which I know a large number of you have because we hear about it all the time, especially when we make a mistake in the newsletter.
Never. We never
what
make
mistakes.
What do
you mean we make a mistake? When was the last time you made a mistake, Ken?
I say nothing.
I can't even think when the last time I made a mistake was.
If you'd like to see the kind of information we send out before you subscribe, we have that available to you as well. I think the last 10 transmissions are available for your viewing pleasure at datadoctors.com, where you would... with the new link, where do they go?
Here's what you do. You go to our website, datadoctors.com.
Yeah.
And we consolidated everything to one website to make it easy for you.
Yes.
Click on free computer help.
Yes.
And then where you can see where it shows the newsletter section in the bottom left.
Yes.
It says view newsletter archive.
Get out.
And when you click on that, it'll show you like the last 10 or so emails that have been sent out to the newsletter subscribers.
Shouldn't we be more difficult to...
Yeah, that's way too complicated.
Right. And then when you're looking at those, if you decide, you know what, I think I want that, right to the left is where you can put in an email address and click a button that says subscribe, and which will subscribe you. Or if you, for some reason, wanted to unsubscribe, there's a link there. Or if you wanted to change your address, also a link for that. And the links say subscribe, unsubscribe, and change address to make it easy to know which one is which.
So after we talk to Frank, I'm going to have you give some highlights from the newsletter.
Okay.
Because Frank called. Because Frank called and had a problem with a... You spent all this time and money to create this beautiful DVD, yes, Frank?
Yes.
And it's one of them minus R formats.
Right.
Why are you so negative?
And
minus R.
Minus R. And you put it into your... sweet little DVD player that's hooked up to your TV, and it said...
disk error.
Yeah, don't like it. Blah.
The manual with the DVD player on the TV says it will support DVD-R discs of DVD video format.
So possibly what you did is you burned it in some kind of data format, so it's just seen as a file, kind of like if you took music and... in an MP3 format, burned it to a CD and stuck it in your car, it probably wouldn't like that too much. It needs to be converted to what the car can read and understand.
And here's an easy way to know that. When you pop this burned DVD into your computer, what does the computer do automatically? What program does it automatically pull up to be able to look at it?
Photoshop, I think.
The DVD itself?
Yeah.
Okay, then you probably did not convert it to a true television-style DVD. I don't want to get technical here, but the kind of DVD format that you need to have it in so that the TV can read it should pop up your DVD playback software, not the editing software, but the playback software.
If this is a bunch of photos and not actual motion video, you may have a hard time, unless it's a fairly new DVD player that has a little logo on it that says something about Windows Media. There's some DVD players out on the market that have this little Windows Media logo, which means basically they can read data formats and they'll be able to deal with probably what you have. But what you've got there is a bunch of photos that you could put on my computer or Ken's or anybody else's with a DVD reader and be able to deal with. But on your DVD player, it doesn't know how to do with that.
It's designed to play back video.
Right.
And it sounds like you created a data disk.
Well, I burned, selected and burned files that are, you know, individual digital photo files, JPG files.
Right, so the television DVD player has no idea what to do with that.
Is there a way within Elements to create something that'll play on the TV, or do I need another software program for that, or what?
I'm not that familiar with Adobe Photo. It's Elements?
Photoshop Elements, yeah.
Elements is not really, that's not a DVD authoring program.
It's the 3.0, the new one. But
Yeah, but that's a photo.
Album maker.
Yeah, what you need is something they're referred to as an authoring, DVD authoring program that actually will convert. You can take those pictures and turn it into like a little mini movie.
Uh-huh.
But you're not going to be able to
browse them manually.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to treat it like a computer. It's just going to be this linear thing that just plays.
It can be like a slideshow.
Right.
Right. So you can start and stop it and fast forward and rewind, but you can't like selectively choose a picture like you can on a computer.
I see. So I need a DVD authoring program.
Right. Now, if you have a DVD burner, it should have come with some level of
software. It came with Nero.
Well, which version of Nero? Because there is DVD authoring.
If it came with Nero, then they'll
fix something. And I just upgraded it online, although it's the limited version that, you know, that comes with the.
Check to see if it has a wizard, because oftentimes in the Nero software, the wizard will say, "Okay, it'll ask you, are you trying to, like, when you're burning a music CD, it'll say, is this for music, or is this for data?" In other words, it'll ask, is this video or is it data?
It'll ask you kind of in plain English sort of terms.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Roxio has a new program out, too, called Easy Media Creator. I'm pretty sure that'll do it, too.
That's one you would recommend?
Well, before you do anything, you can get the Battle of the Titans when you get a lot of this stuff on your computer. Since you already have Nero on your machine, explore that totally. If you have to call them, go on their website, figure out which version you have and what the capabilities are. So that you can figure out if it's going to do what you want it to do before you go start installing other stuff. We're into the zen of computing. Keep it simple.
And okay. Be prepared to make a couple of DVD, what we call coasters, along the way here. Because
right. I have several already.
This is not an easy thing to do for people who really know. And then for people who are kind of questionable on exactly what to do here, it's really not as easy as it could be or should be.
This is probably the single most difficult thing you could possibly do on a computer as an average user.
Other than write the operating system from scratch yourself.
Right, which is not something the average user is ever going to attempt. But a lot of people, and I get these calls all the time from people that went out and spent a lot of money on all these things. And the problem is, even if you buy, like, when you're buying a machine and then later on you add this stuff, you know, there's no one place to go to for help. Because
or
you
Ken's
bought
house.
No.
Isn't that what all your friends do?
No, I'm not home.
Oh, okay.
Even if you buy something that's made specifically to do that, you still got to figure out all these parts and pieces, and it's a lot of work. So once you get through it, you'll be okay, but just be prepared to spend a lot of time learning.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I called Toshiba, and they referred me to the laptop, since I have both a Toshiba player and a laptop, and the laptop people told me to call the player people, and
sure,
the player
sure.
people sent me back to the laptop.
Welcome to the finger-pointing game! You're the next contestant. Hold,
yeah.
please.
Good luck with that, Frank, and have some patience. You're in for a big learning curve.
Thank you very much.
What are we going to break now?
We're going to go to quick break.
Oh.
We got lots more show to go, so stick around. We got more coming up. We got Chad who's going to speak, which
yeah.
is exciting.
If you're lucky.
If we're lucky. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle back in just a flash.